Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? Welcome to Psycho Sports. You know what I'm saying? We back on our grind. Got a lot of things to talk about. You know what I'm saying? It's April 21st of 2015. And, yeah, right now, you know, I'm currently, I was watching the game. It's currently halftime. You know, see the Rockets leading 53-51. Against the Dallas Mavericks. Let's see, we had two games earlier. Cleveland went up 2-0 in their series against the Boston Celtics today. They won 99-91. And then the Wizards went up 2-0 against the Toronto Raptors. Please tell their GM to shut the fuck up. He tried that same dumbass shit up in fucking Brooklyn last year. Like, he needed to just stop that shit. Stop that shit, dog. You're doing it for attention now. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I don't know if y'all people saw it, but he went up there, popped it. Paul Pierce need to shut the fuck up, too, while we at it. You know what I'm saying? That son of a bitch gets up here, he just starts talking all types of shit about his ex-teams and ex-teammates and everything else, acting like he writing a tell-all book or something, kicking everybody motherfucking back in. He needs to shut the fuck up. And then the Toronto motherfucker, that gets him on his fucking soapbox because he was talking shit about how he don't think Toronto's built like that. So now the GM wants to get on his motherfucking soapbox like he did last year during a little pep rally before the game that they do at all the every year before the playoffs. And, yeah, started talking shit. And now he's looking crazy because they down 2-0, lost two games at home. And now they got to go to Washington. Like, Washington going to win that series. And that's what we got going on for today. You know, the other night, Blake Griffin went on a goddamn dunk contest. He had a fucking his own personal dunk contest in the playoffs. Like, it was disgusting how he just kept banging on dude from the Spurs. You know, he just was disrespecting him, like, left and right. It wasn't a good look for him. It was a good look for the highlight reels. It was a good look for SportsCenter top tens. It wasn't a good look for him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, NBA playoffs is off and running. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a long playoffs, though. I hate that the playoffs is now best out of seven. I liked it a whole lot better when it was the best out of five. Back in the day, get these first round shits the fuck out of here, then keep it pushing. I'm all for peeling back on how many teams they letting in, letting the best teams conferences get a bye week, kind of like football or something. Because like I don't know, like it needs a tweaking. It needs a little bit of a tweaking. It's too much going on. I hate every year seeing these teams with losing records getting in the playoffs. It's kind of disgusting. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a joke. It's too many teams and it's too many games. They need to peel that shit back. You know, I ain't going to waste too much time talking about that because I can get in rant mode just talking about the shit that the NBA needs to do to clean up their sport. But that's one of them. Playoffs, too fucking long. First round, too long. Too much going on. You know what I'm saying? Let's trim the fat. Let's trim the fat and let's get to the meat. You know what I'm saying? So, like, let's see. Next, we got the NFL schedules was released today. NFL schedules were released today. This is kind of like an unofficial holiday to NFL hardcore junkies. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, this kind of kicks off the new year. You know, like, you know the new year is upon us when the schedules come out because you know the draft is right around the corner. Then OTAs. And then next thing you know, it's preseason, and then, you know, then we off to the regular season, we off and running. So this is kind of like the first thing to let people know that, you know, this is free agency actually is the first thing, but, you know, shit get real when the schedule comes out because then you know exactly when you're playing, who it is you're playing every year. Like every year you should know if you follow how the NFL schedule goes, you should have an idea of who you're playing once the regular once your season's over. You should know who you are playing. You know, it's basic math. If you know how to, but you just don't know when or where you're playing these teams at. You don't know if it's a home game, road game. You don't know if it's 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, prime time, so forth and so forth. You know what I'm saying? And so yeah, we got the schedules that just dropped today. You know, I saw some interesting things on the NFL schedule. And the season starts off on a Thursday night with the Pittsburgh Steelers playing New England Patriots. You know, I guess they, you know, they got to try to have the defending champs on first, you know, so they're going to probably get their rings and everything else that day and, you know, make a big deal, big what to do about all that. Fuck them, though. You know, I care less about the Patriots, but that's what that's what they're kicking off the season with. Let's see. Then you got a few games. Let's see. Then you got the first Sunday night football game is going to be the New York Giants facing the Cow Bitches in Dallas. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's going to be an interesting game for me to see because the NFC East game, all NFC East games interest me. So, you know, the first Sunday, that's going to be the first Sunday night football game of the year. Then, see, what else? It was something else going on in week one. Let's see. Oh, the doubleheader for week one, Monday night football. First week of the season, we got to see the Eagles is playing the Falcons, and you got the 49ers playing the Minnesota Vikings, which is not a good game to have for a late night Monday night game. A lot of people not going to be too into that, like mainly because it's the Vikings, and I don't know, the 49er fans is big, got a big fan base, so they'll stay up to watch, but you're not going to draw a lot of national interest with that game, not unless Adrian Peterson's playing. Thanksgiving Day. On Thanksgiving, you're going to have the early game is going to be Detroit Lions against, who the Detroit Lions playing? The Philadelphia Eagles at the 1 o'clock game. This is on Thanksgiving. The 4 o'clock game is going to be the Carolina Panthers playing the Cow Bitches. And then you got the Thursday night game on Thanksgiving will be the Bears at the Packers. So you know they got a rivalry game going on Thanksgiving. That's the oldest NFL rivalry ever. You know what I'm saying? It was some other interesting games I saw. I'm not gonna go too crazy. You see, you got the Packers versus the Seahawks. Rematch of last year's championship game. That's going to be going down September 20th. And the Patriots are going to be playing the Colts. That's going to be a rematch of the AFC championship game. That's going down October 18th. Everybody can go online and, you know, go to your teams.com and find out exactly what your individual team schedules are. But that's what's going to be going on with that. And, we got, and then there's one more thing I want to touch on. See, I think I got stacks online. I'm going to bring them on 1 second. I just want to touch on this one more thing. Floyd Mayweather needs to put down whatever energy drinks he is fucking drinking right now because them shits is going to his fucking cranium and giving them fucking brain freeze. For real. Something's wrong with him. I saw some shit. Twitter blew up, Facebook blew up, all this other shit blew up the other day. What was it? Yesterday, I think it was, when some footage leaked out with an interview or something or another behind the scenes, little 24/7, whatever the fuck it was they was doing with him and Stephen A. Smith. And Stephen A. Smith, they were just kicking it or whatever. And Floyd just came out and just bust out of nowhere and just said, yeah, anybody who thinks Ali was better than me is crazy. He said Ali couldn't hold a candle to him. He said he is hands down the greatest of all time, and it ain't even no question. Like he said, don't even bring no Ali conversations to him. He said Ali, what was his motherfucking excuse? The motherfucker said Ali lost to Leon Spinks, who only had 7 professional fights, which is true. An old Ali, who took Leon Spinks lightly, fought him and lost to him the first time they fought. Now, they fought twice. He turned around. He fought him the same year, later that same year, whooped his ass and got his title back. But when he fought him the first time, first of all, Ali was old. You know, it's not like he beat Ali in his prime. Ali was old, and Ali didn't take that fight serious. But, you know, and that's his fault for not doing it. But nobody, like, Leon Spinks know he got lucky. He didn't knock him out or nothing. It's not like he knocked Ali out. He won by points. You know, it was a grinding fight or whatever. He won by points, whatever the case may be. Ali got better shape, took him more serious, fought him later on that year, whooped his ass. All right, that's one blemish on his record. But the one thing that shit did do was make Ali the first person in boxing history in the heavyweight division. As a matter of fact, no, it might have been any division. I don't remember if it was any division, but it definitely was the heavyweight division. He was the first three-time champion. That was his third time winning the belt. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, in order for you to win the belt that many times, you had to lose it a couple of times still. But, I mean, look at the people on Ali's resume. You got two fights against Sonny Liston, three times against Frazier, one time against Foreman. I mean, he fought Ken Norton Sr. twice, and actually Ken Norton gave him the best fights out of all the motherfuckers to me. Like, Ken Norton was a problem for Ali, but, you know, Ali was able to pull those fights off. But still, you know what I'm saying? Like, look at the resume this motherfucker had. He fought Floyd Patterson. Look at the resume. Who's Floyd's resume? Who the fuck is Floyd's resume? Where are the great boxers that Floyd fought? Where are the Hall of Famers at that Floyd fought? The only Hall of Famers I see him fight was motherfuckers after they prime. De La Hoya passes prime. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's motherfuckers past their prime or motherfuckers who just ain't as good. They might have been the best at the time. Actually, they weren't even the best at the time. He was ducking the best motherfucker at the time for 6 years. So, I mean, that's another thing Ali never did. Ali never ducked any motherfucking body. Motherfuckers got to be crazy, son. Motherfuckers talking this old Floyd Mayweather, the best this, the best that. Like, that's you 90 babies who be talking that shit. You 90 babies be talking that shit because you motherfuckers ain't seen greatness. Y'all haven't seen greatness. By the time you 90 babies got into boxing, boxing was already depleted. It was already depleted by the time you motherfuckers started watching boxing. Don't think just because Floyd is the best that you've seen in your lifetime, do not get it twisted and think he's the greatest of all time. Stop it. Stop it. He wasn't fucking with Roy. He wasn't fucking with Roy Jones Jr. Yeah, I said it. Roy Jones Jr. Floyd was not fucking with him. Roy was a fucking beast. Like, stop it. Like, Floyd would have fucked around and lost to Sugar Ray. He would have lost to, like, it's a bunch of motherfuckers that, if you match him up when motherfuckers in their prime, that would have whooped motherfucking Floyd ass now. Let's not get it fucked up. I know Roy's a little bit heavy for Floyd, but I'm just saying, like, you got, he would have been able to fight Sugar Ray. Sugar Ray would have beat him. Sugar Ray would have beat him. Parnell would have beat him. Parnell Whitaker would have beat Floyd. It's a bunch of motherfuckers who would have beat Floyd. Floyd fighting a bunch of bums. He's the bum of the month club with this motherfucker. Every time I see him fight, bum of the month. This is the first time he's fighting somebody who has a shot. And I'm not even that sold on Manny winning. Like, I think Manny's going to win just because I think it's going to go the distance, and I don't think they're going to let Floyd win if it goes to the distance. I think they're going to want a rematch, and I think Manny's going to win regardless. But at the end of the day, Floyd, this is the best motherfucker Floyd's fought. This is the closest. Like, this is going to be his signature boxing match. It ain't going to be Oscar De La Hoya. It ain't going to be Cotto. It ain't going to be this. No, this is going to be his signature match. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we gonna get to see. But, like, that motherfucker is a little too full of himself. He's a little too full of himself. Them 90 babies got his mind fucked up. I just thought I'd go on that little rant. These motherfuckers don't know what the fuck they talking about. Greatest of all time. Greatest of this era, yes. But that ain't saying too much because this ain't the greatest era in boxing. So that if you're the greatest of a bum-ass era, how great does that make you? How great does that make you? I mean, stop it. I mean, Kevin Love was the best motherfucker outside of, like, the second best motherfucker in Minnesota Timberwolves history. They franchise. Second best motherfucker, only behind Kevin Garnett. That motherfucker goes to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Look at him. He's lost in the mix. He don't know what to do with himself. He looked like a different fucking player out there. You know why? Because he was the best player on a bum ass team. Like it is that like motherfuckers gotta stop that shit. Anyway, let me bring Stacks on. My bad, Stacks. I didn't mean to keep you on hold that long. What's going on, son?
Oh, I ain't even tripping. Don't even trip. man, you know what I'm saying? I'm calling in, giving some support right quick. Man, all
right.
Talking what you're talking about with Floyd, I mean, you can say the same thing about Manny, though, G. Like, who was he fought? He ain't fought, you know what I'm saying, but the people after the fact.
I agree.
You know?
I agree. That's why it's like, okay, you fought a bunch of bums in my eyes. He fought a bunch of bums in my eyes, too. So let y'all two motherfuckers fight. Like this is what I'm saying. Like I'm not big. It's not like I'm kicking Floyd back in saying he ain't fought anybody. And I'm saying Manny fought everybody. No, Manny ain't fought too many motherfuckers. His goddamn
Word.
Stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Word. What you know what though? I can understand. You know the criticism on account of Floyd saying some goofy shit like that. Because I do. I believe he could beat Sugar Ray Leonard. Honestly. But I think that's
about
it.
I'm not even a Sugar Ray fan, but I think Sugar Ray hit harder than him. Sugar Ray definitely hit harder
True.
Than him, and they both like to dance around and all that, everything else. It was like, I don't know. I would have gave the edge to Sugar Ray just because he hits harder. Just because he hits harder, I would have gave the edge to Sugar Ray because he wouldn't have fell.
Yeah,
for
he's
a lot
naturally
of
bigger too.
He does.
He's naturally bigger too, so that would have gave him the edge too. But I think Mayweather would have got him. I'm not. I think Mayweather got that one. But you know what I'm in the sense though, talking about Floyd and whatnot, and this Manny shit. Man, I basically see it. Manny is the perfect fighter for Floyd to fuck up. Like I'm gonna just be real with you, G. The way Manny Pacquiao fights is perfect. You know what I'm saying? For Floyd to just show all of his tools. It's basically like when he fought, what's the old boy's name? Arturo Gatti. I think Pacquiao was a more aggressive version of Arturo Gatti, and you saw how he did him. Like, he picked him apart.
Yeah, Gatti was more of a slugger, though. Gatti was a slugger. He was a little bit older, too, at the time, but he was a slugger. Manny's a little bit older, too. Both of them older, but Gatti was a bit of a slugger. Like, he was... He liked to get in there and brawl with you. You know what I'm saying? He liked to mix it up. Like, Manny likes to mix it up, too, but Manny's more of a boxer than Gotti was.
Right.
I like
Gotti,
though.
He does have more of an aspect of boxing, you know what I'm saying, compared to Arturo Gatti. But, like I said, I think he's more in a more aggressive version of him. He's just more refined. That's the word I use. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he's left-handed, too. That's going to cause Floyd problems. He's left-handed. So Floyd got to fight him backwards. That's a little...
Back when Floyd was about to fight Chico Corrales, though, you know, they were saying the same thing, you know, about, you know, he's too big for him. He's too fast for him. You know, he got too much power. And Floyd, like, literally took him apart. Like, he did work on him, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, Floyd's the best of this era. I'd never take that away from him. I never say he's not the best of this era. But I don't have a lot of respect for this era. And so it's more
Word.
Of a knock on this era than anything.
I feel you.
That's always been my beef with him. That and the fact that his fights are boring. He wins them, but his fights be boring to watch. Like this is going to be exciting to watch just because I finally get to see these two fight, and I've been waiting for this fight for 6 years. But
you know the funny part?
I'm expected to go the distance though. I'm expected to go distance.
You know,
I'm not expecting a knockout.
The craziest part, I don't even care about this fight.
Yeah,
everybody's
I mean,
hyped up or whatnot. It's not even due to the fact that it's so long coming. It's just
yeah.
I'm not interested in the fight because I know what's going to happen. Like, dude, I used to be in the boxing heavy. I know, in my head, I know how the fight is going to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it doesn't interest me to see dude get picked apart.
It's going to have a couple of moments. It's going to have a couple of moments. I think we'll probably get one really good round where Floyd actually sit there and try to, like, bang out with him a little bit and – we actually see some exchanges going back and forth. But like I said, I expect it to go the distance. I'm expecting it to go the distance. I don't see a knockout. And I think if Manny just makes it close, he's going to win. I think that's all Manny has to do is make it close, and he's going to win.
Cool. Because they're
going to
want that next fight.
Yeah. I think Floyd literally has to whoop his ass to win this fight.
But I think
he literally
happen,
has to beat the brakes off of him.
You know what? The difference between Floyd and Manny is even though Floyd is the best of a bad era, he's still a quote-unquote great fighter, in my opinion. The reason why I say this
is
because during any given round, he can make changes. Like, he can go from getting his ass whooped to fucking you up with a snap of a finger because he saw something in your game plan. You feel what I'm saying? A la when he fought Zab Judah. Like, Zab Judah was, you know what I'm saying, trying to hang with him or whatever. Like, he was giving him the business for a minute. Yo, Floyd flipped that switch, and he's strict, man. He punished Zab Judah the rest of that fight, you know?
Yeah.
When Mosley slapped Mayweather, you know, woke his ass up. You know, and greatness kicked in, G. So, I don't take nothing away from Floyd. And I'm not even a Floyd fan. Like, get that.
Yeah.
But
what pisses me off about Floyd is when people start saying he's the greatest of all time. That bothers me because for a motherfucker who's been watching boxing for years, like that bothers me. And I go back. I'm a motherfucker. Like I was so hardcore boxing. Like I used to go back and watch all the old fights. I would go back and watch all the black and white fights and all that shit. Like I would sit there and watch one of those motherfuckers, like Jersey Joe Walcott versus fucking Rocky Marciano. Like I would watch that fight. You feel me? Like I will go back and watch those old fights. Like I was really into boxing. Like I used to watch anything that came out, and I watch all the old shit. Like I wasn't like just Jesse. Like Jesse just watches the shit that just comes out now. Jesse don't go back and watch all the old fights and shit like that. Like Jesse's lost when it comes to the old fights. I love the old fights. You know what I'm saying? I'll watch a new fight now, but I watch the new fights now, I just be disappointed because like the talent level in boxing is just so down. Like, people just ain't boxing.
I
won't
even say the talent level, G. The heart. The heart is what's missing in boxing, dog.
Yeah.
Like, what's his name? Andre Ward. This man ain't fought in how many years on the strength? Like, everybody's running. Ain't nobody for me to fight. Like, come on, dog. Like, what is he on? You know, it makes the sport look bad, yo.
Yeah.
It makes it look very bad.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, like, back in the day, people used to strive to be boxers. People don't strive to be boxers anymore.
People wanted to be the best back in the day, too.
Yeah, like, people not strive. And some of the people that probably would have been great boxers are trying to do the UFC shit now because that's what's hot now. So, like, you know, motherfuckers like to ride the wave. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Right.
Look at Kimbo Slice. Kimbo Slice, if he would have went straight into boxing, he might have been champion by now. But instead, he did all that bullshit fucking around in UFC, and all of a sudden, now he's going back to UFC and everything else. Like, it's kind of like, you know, like...
I don't even look at dude as a real fighter.
Nah, like, he was a street fighter, but he was more built for the boxing ring. He was more built for the boxing ring than he ever was built for this MMA shit. Like, his ground game sucks. Like, he ain't got no business in that MMA shit. Like, he was a motherfucking street fighter that should have put on the boxing gloves and tried this shit in the ring. I mean, he had a buzz. He had a name, so he could have put fans in the seats. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Like, you know, he could have, you know, put him on a couple of undercards. You know, what's the worst that could happen? You know what I'm saying? You know, people would want to see it. You know, and then, you know what I mean? He win an X amount of fights. If you get him to win a few fights, you fuck around and get him, you know what I mean? Start getting him, so he fuck around and be a headliner or whatever by now. So he'd have won a few fights.
Right.
But instead, he went and rode that little UFC wave.
Yeah, and that shit faded fast.
Yeah, right.
Faded too fast.
Yeah. You know that so he kind of let me down with that one. Like, but it's stuff like that you know, like, that just holds boxing down. Like, it just holds boxing down, and it's just crazy.
You
like,
know what?
What you about to say?
It's coming back though, in the sense that, you know, they put it back on in prime time on national TV. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
not
what they need
cable
to start
so
doing.
Right.
That's what they need to start doing, because like they everything is pay per view and everybody ain't checking the pay per views. Everybody ain't paying those pay per views or whatever. And like after a while, people start losing interest because, like you said, it's no prime time shows really promoting boxing or nothing like that. Like, you know, occasionally they'll do the Friday night fights thing on ESPN2 or some shit like that every now and then. Every now and then I'll catch those. But, like, it's just, like, it's not
right,
steady,
now,
though.
Yeah, now it's back on NBC. It's on CBS. You know, they're doing it every month now, so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got those popping off. They got them on Spike TV. Like, it's finna get going again, you know?
That's what boxing needs. That's what boxing needs, free access to motherfuckers, because UFC did a way better job than boxing when it came to that.
Right, real talk.
They had their little UFC fighter reality shows and everything else. Like, they actually got that's how they got to know some of these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Because they watch all these reality shows with this shit, and they learn the fighters.
But then again, that's how they got some of their fighters, too. You know, they was doing that, you know, having the fighters go through, you know, the fights themselves. They had the fighters being worked up. Right, real talk. Like, they had an actual show that was built around fighting, and it wasn't on no bullshit. You know, remember when the boxing did that shit, it was horrible.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It didn't come across as well.
The Contender, whatever, that he tried that bullshit with the Contender, it is just, that shit bombed after a while.
Right. Yeah, man. You know, outside of boxing, G, I did want to call up, you know what I'm saying, it is the NBA playoffs. Man, did you hear what the salary cap is projected to be the year after next?
Well, I know the players want to go back to the table and they want to discuss all that. I mean, they're real interested in getting some of that money back they gave up at the last negotiations because they got owners buying teams for $2 billion, so they really not trying to hear that these owners are broke.
The thing, though, right? The salary cap is supposed to jump from 67 to 89 million next year, and then the year after that, it's supposed to be 108 million.
That's a big jump.
Exactly.
I mean,
so the money that
about
the players,
to start up.
Exactly. I think now it's going to be the owners that want to bring the players back to the table. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I'm real interested
to see. TV money is kicking in now.
Yeah. I'm real interested to see this draft lottery and see who gets number one pick in this NBA draft. This is the most excited I've been for an NBA draft since the Carmelo LeBron draft. The Carmelo LeBron draft I was excited for because I felt there was a lot of – I knew Carmelo was going to be good, and I knew LeBron probably had greatness in him. You know what I'm saying? That draft I was excited for. Other drafts after that for a while, some of them have been okay. Some of them have been, like, you know, dull, like, you know, like bad draft, bad, like not really – not too much to see here. You'd be lucky to see an all-star two out of this draft, and that's about it. Like, a bunch of role players, but not this draft. This draft got some players coming into the league. Like, this draft actually has me excited. Like, I can see. What you about to say?
No, I said I can see the homeboy coming from Kentucky. What's his name? Towns. Him being nice. I actually think the little dude, Justice from Duke, he could be nice.
Tyus Jones?
Not him. Nah, the other dude, with the little mini fro, Justice, he was the small forward. I forgot his last name.
Oh, Justice Winslow.
Yeah, something like that, real tough.
Yeah,
yep.
Winslow, yeah.
So I could see him being nice. Keith Van Horn, too, if he lands with the right team, he could be nice. You know, I got a shot with Wisconsin now because, of course, you know what I'm saying, I'm here, Sam Decker.
Yeah, oh yeah, Decker and the other dude, what's the other motherfucker?
Frank Kaminsky.
Kaminsky,
yeah.
And you got Charles Steen coming out. You got of course, Okafor.
He hurt his stock, though. I think he hurt his stock, and within the last few games of that tournament.
He got offensive game. He has to get bigger down low as far as rebounding and defense.
Right.
I think that's why I was telling my man as a head big time Duke fan. I was telling him for a while, and he saw it in the tournament. But I was telling him before the tournament. I was like, he's going to be a four when he gets to the NBA. And he was like, I think he's going to be a center. I think he's going to be a center. He's a center. I'm like, bro, look at him. Like, look at his game. Like, he reminds me of Tim Duncan. But Tim Duncan actually played better defense and everything. But still, like, his offensive game reminds me of Tim Duncan, how Tim Duncan was when he was in Wake Forest. And
you know the crazy
I'm
part?
Like,
Kaminsky's footwork, man. Kaminsky's footwork made Okafor look stupid. You know that in the championship game.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okafor's defense sucks, man. Like his deep, he sucks for defense. He gotta get better on the defensive end of the ball. His offensive game is nice. I could definitely see him coming in dropping about 19 or 20 a game next year. I could definitely see that as long as I was about to say as long as he stay out of foul trouble, but he don't play enough defense to get into foul trouble. So, yeah.
And it's going to be even worse if he goes to the Knicks, too.
New York and L.A. are going to get the top three picks in this draft. If Philly, it's going to be New York, L.A., and Philly. Don't be surprised if they'll be the top three teams. Not in that order, but just don't be surprised if those three teams don't have the top picks. I definitely had them getting the top three of the top five. They're going to make sure some of these players go to the big market.
Oh, yeah, they have to. It has to be viable, you know what I'm saying, and the big markets have to thrive, so they have to.
Yeah, I'm excited for
you know what, outside of that, let me talk my shit. Even though my niggas didn't make the playoffs, man, let's be real. Pat Riley put a team together in Miami, G. Like, if everybody was legit there instead of on the bench hurt and in street clothes, my nigga, they would have been something this year, dog.
It's a hard time, man. I knew it was going to be an adjustment, though. But y'all did better than I thought y'all guys were going to do. Yeah, that's for sure. Y'all definitely did better than I thought you guys were going to do. I thought you guys were going to, y'all had some big games. Y'all won a couple of games. It surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even with Bosh out and everything.
Yeah, I actually think if they would have made the playoffs, if they would have got Cleveland, they would have beat Cleveland, G. I know I sound crazy for saying that. I think they legit was going to beat Cleveland because they just had something to prove.
Yeah, you think they were just extra motivated against Cleveland?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have worked against anybody else, but I think against Cleveland, with the team, team that they had at the end of the year, I think they could have legit beat Cleveland. No bullshit.
Did you see Blake Griffin shitting all over the fucking Spurs the other night?
I didn't. I didn't get a chance to see it. I was working.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He was just dunking all over that dude head. I forgot his name. White dude or the
Splitter.
White dude. Huh?
Tiago Splitter?
No, not Splitter. It wasn't Splitter. It was another white dude was catching it. Getting all on his neck. He was just dunking like bad, son. Like bad. It was really bad. The Clippers looked like they was on top of their shit. I'm not going to get too gassed off that first game, but even though Blake was destroying the motherfuckers, I definitely expect him to throw the Jordan rules on him this next game, though. He's going to get bumped around a little bit because I know they don't like getting rewinded on SportsCenter 300 fucking thousand times.
Yeah, Pop, don't play that shit. Look.
Yeah, I definitely see them doing something a little bit different. So I'm not ready to count the Spurs out yet, but the Clippers gave them the business. And Golden State is I got a strange feeling they're going to gag, though. I got a strange feeling they're going to choke. But they look really good. They look really good. I got that feeling that they still not ready though. But I don't know why. I just got a feeling. If they do make it to the finals, like if Cleveland plays them in the finals, I think Cleveland will beat them. I don't think they could make it to the finals. I don't know, man. Like who's going to beat Cleveland?
No, not Cleveland. I said Golden State.
Oh, Golden State,
I know.
Like, poor Anthony Davis, man. That motherfucker ain't got no help out there.
Man. You got the snitch and Eric Gordon, whose career fell fast as fuck.
Yeah, like, man, he has no help out there. Like, that motherfucker is a baller. That motherfucker is a baller. And I just feel bad. Like, he's gonna eventually have to get the fuck out of New Orleans.
In 2 years, he's going to be the best player in the league, man. Real talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can believe that. I mean, it's nothing. Like, yeah, he's impressive. Like, he's mm-hmm. impressive. Like, that motherfucker can play offense and defense. Like, he's not Okafor. Like, he's not one-dimensional like Okafor. Like, he got it all.
I think his defense is better than his offense. Like, that boy be
balling. True. True.
You know,
like,
what? Go back to the
nice.
Championship. To the championship
he's
game.
Marcus
like, a few years
he's
ago.
Marcus Camby with game. Like, he's Marcus Camby with an offensive game, though. He's Marcus Camby on defense. Yeah, he's Marcus Camby on defense, but on offense, he's like, yeah, I don't even know what to compare him to on offense. Like, it's weird because he's a big motherfucker who can like handle the ball and like
yeah.
get like he can create his own shot. Like, you're not used to seeing big motherfuckers like that who create their own shot. Like, it's only a handful who can do it.
Where that nigga went from like 6'1", you know what I'm saying, to shit, what is he, 6'11", overnight type shit.
Yeah, he was a guard, and then that's why I'm saying he still got those guard skills. And you see it from time
man.
To time.
That boy,
I like
yeah, Anthony Davis. He can flat out play. He can flat out play. I fuck with his game heavy.
Yeah, he's going to be the highest paid player when his contract comes up.
Word.
He's going to be the highest paid player.
Word. You know what, though? I want to see. This. It's going to be interesting. You know, after this next offseason, it's going to be interesting. Like I said, with that big-ass hike, now literally
mm-hmm.
everybody has money. You know what I'm saying? So.
True.
What? Like, now it's going to be like, shit, who's going to go where and what's going to happen? You know, because anybody can
mm-hmm.
build whatever.
Yeah. That's why everybody set up their contracts to be over around this time, because they knew the new bargaining agreement was going to
yep.
be able to kick in and they was going to get more money. That's why LeBron signed a small, like only like a, what was it, like a 3-year deal or something like that, or a 2-year deal
no.
or some shit?
It was a 2-year with an option after this year to get out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why he put it in there. That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
A lot of people think it was just because he was looking for a way to get out of Cleveland. It was deeper than that. It's because it's going to be more money available 2 years from now.
Yep.
He could be able to get even more money from Cleveland. He knew what he was doing.
Word. That's real. Shit, he don't know what he's doing.
I will say, that motherfucker ain't
yeah.
stupid when it comes to his money. When it comes to his money,
yeah,
he ain't
not.
Stupid.
He's definitely not. Shit, he got a little piece of chain popping off in the whole nine now. Like, they talking about shit. That motherfucker, they pushing it to be like the piece of chain of Starbucks.
Hmm.
I mean, excuse me, the Starbucks a pizza chain. You know, I said that wrong. But, yeah, he got some shit moving. He's definitely about
yeah.
his money. I
yeah,
respect him.
I can't be mad at him. I can't be mad at him. Do what you got to do, bro. Get it now.
Word.
Get it now while you can, bro. Because if you wait
word.
Too long and you don't get it when it's hot, you're going to fuck around and regret it.
Yep. He's played Russian roulette with it, but he's won in the long run. You know, who's not going to pay him?
True.
So, man, hell
yeah. I see there's still a good game over here. Houston up 5, 72-77.
Word.
Third quarter.
Shit, I was unable to see it, man. I've been out. I'm in the car literally doing, you know what I'm saying, talking on the show with you, being followed by police and the whole nine.
Oh, shit. That's not good.
Man, I'm like, hey, yo,
boy.
I'm a taxpaying citizen. Like, fuck these police. You know what I'm saying?
Those motherfuckers always make me nervous. I could be clean, everything else. No, I know want anything. They just make me nervous, dog. Like, the fuckers just make me nervous. Like, yeah.
Hey, yo, I'm gonna be real with you. The statute of limitations for the last time I did something will be up in June. I'm good. Like, you know what I'm saying?
All right. What is it? 7 years?
Hell yeah. Hey, I'm fully legal for the man.
Right.
Matter of fact, I think mine is up. No, I'm up.
Okay.
I'm good. Hell yeah. Look, so, look, you just made me breathe a little bit easier. Yeah, man, definitely, though. Man, I just got to my destination, but I do want to say, you know what I'm saying, I'm always supporting, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
always.
definitely.
And, man, I need you to call in. I think I'm going to bring the show back this Sunday. We took a hiatus because, man, I've been real busy, you know, with the battle rap shit, man.
Yeah.
Man, hopefully in the next few months or so I can announce something stupid for y'all, but I've been working real hard, trust me.
Can I get a month that y'all shooting for? Can I get a month that you're shooting for?
Talk to me off air.
All right.
We'll talk off air. Don't even trip. You know how we do.
All right. That's
but,
what's up.
Yeah, this Sunday, man, we're going to bring it out. Who had the best rap click, G? Like, No Limit, Rough Riders,
oh,
Cash there. Money.
I'm there.
Rockefeller.
I got an opinion about
have
that.
You,
I'm there. I'm there. I remember I had this argument before when people with the whole Wu-Tang thing. I always looked at Wu-Tang as a clique. People look at them as a group. I like, nah, they had groups within the clique. I mean, like,
right,
within that
talk.
Clique. Like, you know, they was a clique. Now, this, I could throw Wu-Tang up in my shit, like, because, like, that's how I always perceived them, because it was a bunch of, it was kind of like the Outsiders. It was a bunch of individuals all just clicked up. They all just clicked up,
right.
And they all, you know, just made a click or whatever. They wasn't a group. They was just a click. Like, you know,
right.
There's a click of motherfuckers. Like, but the problem is they came out as a click. They didn't come out as individuals. So that's why everybody looked at them as a
so
group.
So that's why they lumped them in.
Yep. Like, mm-hmm. So that's where it gets twisted at. But, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Man, I most definitely will be bringing it back, hopefully Sunday evening, G. Like, yeah.
All right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm about to get ready to in this and finish watching the rest of this game. So, yeah, definitely. We're going to talk about that, though, man. It sounds interesting, man. I want to do a show like that.
No doubt, man. You got my number, man. Hit my line either later on or tomorrow sometime, G. I'm out here.
All right. That's what's up. I hit you up so you can lock me in.
Off top, man. You be cool. G, have a good evening.
All right. You too. All right. See, I can't.